A bill you introduced this week addresses transportation in Missouri.
Absolutely. That was a bill that I spoke at length on the floor when I introduced the bill, and this deals with our transportation infrastructure and how we're going to fund that moving forward. This is one of the lingering issues that I've seen not be addressed either by the legislature or the governor's office to this point, and I think it's time to take action. And my basis of action on this particular bill comes from the fact that right now Missourians are sending more money than they ever have before to Jefferson City. So this is not a money problem. We have more money than we've ever had before in our budget, and yet we're having a hard time prioritizing that money to go towards the priorities that the people have asked us to address. And from many of the constituents I spoke to in my district, they want a plan and a solution to fix our roads and maintain them, including I-70, which needs to be rebuilt in the near future. But they don't want us to do it through additional taxes or new toll roads because they're already sacrificing to a degree that they never have before. So that's the crux of the bill.
A big part of it, I think, would be the most attention getting, and that is no tax increases involved.
Absolutely. No taxes, no toll roads. We're just making better use of the general revenues that we already get. Now, what I'm actually specifically proposing is taking less than 3% of the general revenues that are coming in the door right now and diverting that to a fund that would help rebuild I-70 and to maintenance issues on other roads that are maintained by the Missouri Department of Transportation.
Along these same lines, at least in terms of saving money for Missouri and reprioritizing spending, that's SJR 12, which I believe was heard in committee this week.
Well, SJR 12 is something I've been talking about a long time since I've been here, and it was just finally heard in the Ways and Means Committee. It's known as the Stop Government Growth Act, and what it does is it places a spending limit on appropriations that are coming out of the legislature year over year. So our budget in the state of Missouri, which is now almost at $28 billion, has been growing every single year. And in fact, since 2010, it's grown by a third, which is well ahead of the pace of most Missouri household median incomes. So the government, which doesn't have a restraint to slow down the rate at which we're consuming Missouri taxpayer resources, has just gotten out of control, and we have several large programs like Medicaid, which are on an unsustainable path. And I think that in November, the people said that they wanted a different direction. They wanted us to do a better job prioritizing those resources, whether it's education, whether it's transportation, which was addressed in my bill, or it's making sure that we're using those dollars efficiently. So specifically, SJR 12, which would have to go to a vote of the people, would only allow for increases in our total state appropriations limited to last year's levels plus adjustments for inflation and population growth. It's based on Colorado's taxpayer bill of rights, which they actually passed in 2007, and that has been a great break on the growth of government there.
So it's a big aspect of it. We've heard so much about Kansas that's done a lot to cut taxes, and their legislature has sent to the governor and he vetoed a bill that would raise taxes in that state. Along with the decrease in taxes, I don't think we've seen a decrease in spending.
And that's a problem. You know, when you talk tax policy, there's two sides of that coin. One is the revenues coming in, which is the tax rates that we always talk about that get a lot of the headlines. But the other hand is spending. We're actually going to, through SJR 12, not only will it limit spending moving forward, it will address tax rates with future revenue growth. So as revenues continue to grow beyond the spending cap, it'll automatically restore those spending caps to the people in the form of tax cuts to the income tax in Missouri. So we're going to take a different approach than what Kansas had. Kansas cut taxes and then refused to cut spending, which immediately created a deficit. What we're going to do is we're going to set a spending cap limit, and then if and when revenues get beyond that limit, those additional surpluses will be rolled into tax cuts. I mean, right now, any surpluses are supposed to be returned to the people, but what happens is they just get it deposited into our general revenue fund and spent the next year.